or maybe you're going into the explorers, or maybe you're going into, say, you. I'm aware for some of you, you're going into different schools. You might be going from your infant school, suddenly infants, into suddenly juniors. It's a big change, isn't it? Some of you might be going from the junior school into the senior school, and others might be doing other things. For lots of us, we have changing seasons in our lives. Adults, some of you might be moving house or have moved house recently. I know that there's people in our congregation who have done that. Some of us might be moving into a new area of work, a different job altogether, or perhaps in a different office. Often, things change in life. It's not often that things are stable and constant. There's lots of change. Life of our church, lots of change in the life of our church over the last few years. So I want to think about that for just a minute. Next slide, please, John. So there's me. Sorry, just coughing. Not really me. I'd like to think it was me. Last summer, no. So I've given the clue away. What season is that? What season is it? Summer. Who's looking forward to their summer holiday? Where are you going? Let's see. Are you going anywhere nice?
Greece. Sorry? Corfu.
Going to Corfu. Lovely. Very nice. Where are you going? Anywhere nice?
Portugal.
Portugal. Wow. Anyone else going anywhere? Where are you going?
Abersoch.
Fantastic. I love Wales. Anywhere else? Where are you going? Let's see. You've forgotten. You've forgotten. Sorry, Mum. You're going to France. Last one.
We've been to France.
You've been to France. You've come back. Wow. Very nice. So, summer holiday. You look forward to this. I love it. It's my favourite season is summer. I love nothing better than getting the shorts on. I don't think other people like me getting the shorts on, but I love donning the shorts. It's fantastic. Next picture, please. What season is this? What season is this? Do you know what season that is?
Autumn.
Say again.
Autumn.
Fantastic. It's autumn. What happens in autumn? What happens in autumn? Anyone? Do you know?
The leaves change colour.
The leaves change colour and fall off the trees. Fantastic. It's a change, isn't it, from the summer to the autumn. There's a very big change. Next picture, please. What season is this? What season is this? Let's go down here.
Winter.
Winter. What's special about winter? What might happen? Although we don't see very much of it. What might happen at winter? Do you know?
Snow.
It might snow, depending on the weather. We don't get much snow, but in some places you do, but not so much here. But it goes cold. It goes cold and wintry. Next slide, please. And what's this one? What's this? The last one that we haven't talked about. What's this one?
Bind.
What's this one?
Bind.
Not nearly. Spring. This is spring. When what happens at spring? What happens in spring? Anyone know? Anyone know? What happens at spring?
Things start growing.
Things start growing again. So we go through a whole cycle, don't we? A whole cycle of change. Next slide, please, John. And there you can see the same picture. It's not very clear. I'm sorry. It's quite small. The same picture in all four seasons. Things change. In our life, things change. What might be constant one minute is different the next. It might look different. It might feel different. Things change. Because our life is a journey. We're constantly on this journey. And as Christians, we're on another journey. Because we're on a journey of faith. And our faith shouldn't stand still. Our faith should change. Like in spring, where things grow, our faith should also grow. We should grow each day by spending time with God, by reading the Bible, by getting together with other Christians, by doing all the things our young people are doing. Sharing together encourages us to grow our faith. It might be sometimes we go through quiet periods. Sometimes we go through what are called wilderness periods in our faith. But actually, that's all part of growth. I could talk to you about wilderness periods that I've been through for long periods of time where I've questioned. But actually, during those, I've grown. Next slide, please. So here's a quiz. Who knows what that is? Who knows what that is? Do you know?
A bug.
It is a bug. What particular type of bug? Do we know? Do you know what that is? It's a difficult one, isn't it? Do you know?
Dragonfly.
Well done. It is. It's a dragonfly nymph. So this, next slide, John, that turns into that. It goes from what it was, living under the water, it comes out of the water, a completely new life. And it becomes this thing of beauty. Next slide, please. Who knows what that is? What's that?
Caterpillar.
What does it become?
Butterfly.
Let's see. Next slide, please. Well done. Fantastic. So a caterpillar, sometimes not very nice to look at, sometimes caterpillars, a bit ugly. And yet they become this amazing thing that can fly and do it and is beautiful. Next picture, please. Who knows what they are? Who knows what they are? Oh, James, what are they?
Tadpoles.
What do they become? Do you know?
Frogs.
Well done. Let's see. Good lad. They go from tadpoles to frogs. Something, again, that lives under the water, sometimes not very good looking, yet it turns into this amazing creature that can live in the water and out and can travel distances and is amazing. Next picture. Who knows what that is? That's a... What's that?
A baby.
It's a baby. What do babies become?
Adults.
Adults. Next bit. Yeah, look, we grow. John, who's operating the computer, he's got a brand new little daughter that's just a couple of weeks old, so he's like that at the moment. He's doing well to stay awake. But his little daughter is not going to stay a baby very long. She's going to grow. I've just told him sleepless nights don't last forever. It changes. Soon, she'll be growing, walking, talking, and off she goes. We grow up. Next slide, please. As I said, you could be changing school. Whiz through, John, thank you. So what I want to say is, through all the seasons in our life, whether we're at school, whether we're at work, whether we're at home, whatever we're doing, we're on a journey. Make your journey one of growth with God. Because God, if you click again, John, this would be something else. God, and again, is with us in all the things that we do in life. He's always there. He's the only constant amid this changing world. God never changes. And let him walk with you every step that we take. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you that we are on a journey of faith. We thank you for all that you're doing in our church and will continue to do. And amidst all of that change, we thank you that you don't change. We thank you that you are constant and that your love for us is forever. Help us to trust in you and to walk with you. Amen. And Matt, as we're praying, Matt's going to come and lead us in some short prayers before we sing our final song.